Akasha Jhana 1. And so here we are reading the next section of Chapter 3. You can also drop the role particle and leave nang attached to the verb for a slightly less polite or informal effect. For a strong command, just say the verb root without a tense ending. Give it. Te. Look. Ta. Stop. Ka. Don't do that. Machi. Wait. Gu. Come here. Sho. Go away. Kyu. Barter. Che. If someone is trying to sell you something and you appear disinterested, they may say to you, Che. Che. This means that you should name a price or make an offer. Syllable combining. As mentioned earlier, Tibetan words are created by combining syllables. If each syllable has an independent meaning, then the combination of those creates a new concept. A place of residence, desa, is made by combining de, meaning sit, and sa, meaning place. The word for place of meditation, gomgyapsa, is similar. Meditate, gomgyap, plus place, sa. Another example uses the word for house, gangba, adding the word for medicine, men, to house creates hospital, menkang. A tea stall is jakang, tea plus house. A bedroom is nyekang, sleep plus house. Some words are made by taking parts of two separate words and joining them together. Size, chechung, for example, is a combination of big, chempo, and small, chungchung. House owner, kangdak, is a combination of house, gangba, and owner, dakpo. Several verbs are made by combining the endings kyap, tang, and che to nouns. The noun work, lega, becomes the verb when che is added. Lega che. A letter, yigi, becomes the verb to send a letter when tang is added. Yigi tang. If you can't remember a particular verb, but know the noun you want is made into a verb, try tagging on one of the above three endings. And so, we'll continue on tomorrow. Simjanango.